a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it true. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Oh, it's time for us to get into another hour of conversation about the important stories of the day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. Ken's monitoring Facebook.com/today and also our Twitter account. Coming up in this hour, a discussion of the NFL's bag policy called Team Tampon. If you haven't heard about this, Jets lost to the Patriots last night, Richie, I think.
Watched first half of it because Tom Brady is my fantasy football quarterback, and he's doing me a whole lot of nothing this year.
Really?
Yeah, he's got Gronkowski out, and he lost Wes Welker, and he's got a bunch of rookies he's throwing to who are just dropping the ball. So I'm not looking too good in my fantasy league so far.
They didn't look too good last night because it rained. It poured last night.
It was hard.
Pulled it out. So, I mean,
what a mess. Mess. Speaking of messes, two Afghan police and one security guard were killed in an assault by the Taliban on the U.S. consulate in Herat. There were seven attackers who also were killed. The staff was safe. Taliban said they carried out the attack, which began with a huge blast at the gates of the compound. It looked like the beginning of a movie. And there was a gun battle, and the attacks have continued, as probably most of you know. People wondering about the Taliban, and those of you who think that we got them, we didn't get them at all. This is, by the way, a city close to the Iranian border on a trade route across southern Afghanistan. It's been peaceful for the last few years, but now the pot is stirring because a lot of things in this area are stirring. Remember what happened 12 years ago. The American CIA gave the Taliban $73 million to get out of the way while we went to try to find Osama bin Laden. And now that's all turned around. They're bringing trucks full of
now as we're leaving, they're able to come back.
Yeah. Well, they're cowards. It's the way they do business.
They are cowards.
Those of you who don't think the Taliban is a factor there anymore are just plain wrong. So that's that story. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, there is two or three different things that I wanted to focus on that are included in our coverage of some of the news at DougSteffen.com. How many of you take the time every day to go into? By the way, let me quickly underscore one other story that people are talking about. Today is the day in California the minimum wage goes to $10 an hour.
California will be closed in a year.
Yeah. All right.
Close for business.
Yeah.
They're trying to do that in D.C. There's a Walmart trying to open for business in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And the minimum wage in Washington, D.C. is $10.75, I think it is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they're trying to force Walmart to pay a minimum wage of like $12.50 or $13.
Yeah, right.
And they're having to be
just Walmart?
So, and any other big box store that comes into town because they just realize, or they just think that they have the money. So, you know, the big fear here is that they're going to drive Walmart away from actually being able to open a store in Washington, D.C., so they're voting on it next week, and it's just...
For some reason, I thought they decided not to open the store because of that very thing.
That very likely could happen, yes. Mm.
All right. A robber who is running away with hands full of loot from a Florida church was caught by police when his baggy pants slipped off. Anthony Garcia had been praying at the sanctuary of the Catholic Church near Walt Disney World when he got out of his pew, walked to the gift shop, grabbed the cash drawer, and ran toward the courtyard with the church maintenance director in pursuit. As he ran, his baggy pants began to fall down, and they fell far enough for him to get tripped on them, and he fell down. In his hands were all the info that the police needed, the cash from the cash drawer. He dropped the cash when he tried to pull his pants up as he got back up again. The fellow who was the maintenance director lunged at him, and instead of this guy being able to pull up his pants further, this maintenance director pulled his pants off. So.
Anytime you get a chance to play pants on the ground, you got to...
All right, perfect, Richie. All right, so as long as we're into the attire department, a Utah father got so fed up with his teen daughter's too short shorts that he taught her a lesson she will never forget.
This is so awesome.
Story at DougStefan.com of Scott McIntosh, who modeled his own version of his daughter's Daisy Dukes. And in response, became an internet hero. You've seen this guy all over the place with these short shorts.
If you have not seen this picture, you must go to DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com and see them.
Yeah.
It is hysterical.
Right. This guy's got ugly legs.
Wow, he's just a big dude, you know?
Right. Anyway, he said, quote, I simply did this in hopes that my daughter would know of my great love for her and that she knows of her great worth. The photo in... his cutoffs, which has become a Tumblr sensation, as Richie is suggesting. He said, now that it's gone viral, I hope that young women everywhere understand their great worth. I will look like an idiot any day if this point is made and I get it across. The story behind this McIntosh short shorts photo is probably as old as the internet. The daughter posted on Tumblr, it said on Thursday, it's gotten 130,000 notes from fans. My mom told me to change my slutty shorts before we went to dinner, is how the daughter described the photo. I said, no, my dad cut his jeans to fit in. We went to dinner and then played mini golf with him looking like this. You know, this is amusing, but you know what it also speaks to? The vulnerability of parents in an age when they feel like they don't control things or they give over control. Why in the world would you let your daughter set the agenda as a 13-year-old for what she's going to wear? Why?
Yeah. How? That's very true.
How do you do that?
And let me tell you something. Culturally, it's challenging nowadays more than, you know, I'm sure when your daughter was young. Just with YouTube and the Disney Channel and television, 457 television stations with programming always on. There's so much influence in pop culture now that little girls, my six-year-old daughter, I mean, you know, okay, the boy bands and all that stuff. It's so hard, but you definitely have to
wait,
set
wait,
the agenda.
You're in charge. Are you in charge of your house or not?
I would not let her. You know what I have to fight more than anything?
Right.
My Colombian mother-in-law and my wife, who grew up in Colombia. And in Colombia, you know, they're very conservative, but they also are women.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not afraid to dress sexy. But I have to tell my mother-in-law, she's six. Do not let her wear...
Who's in charge?
Them or
your
nails and makeup and... Drives me crazy.
Yeah. What really caught my attention when you were talking about that story is that mom said, go change your shorts, and daughter said no. I can't imagine when I was a kid being told to go do something and go and say no and then live.
Right. That's it. There you go.
That's what I was wondering is when you see them on TV being all kissy and lovey-dovey, father and daughter, do they really get along that well?
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Comments? S'il vous plaît. It's 16 past the hour on the Friday Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
All right, lots of controversy as the NFL season gets underway. The new policy, the security rules to keep women from bringing purses into the stadium. There's a group.
Keep anybody from bringing any bags into the stadium.
This more affects women. Yeah, but this is more affecting women. I'm looking at some of the responses here, comments that are on Facebook aimed at NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Whether this, as this woman put it, ridiculous purse ban policy is going to stay in effect. Doesn't seem like he's listening to my concerns and others. So what really happens here, and you had some things, I mean, this is a result of the Boston Marathon bombing. Supposedly most of the outdoor sports events are tightening up a little bit. They're suggesting that the women bring Ziploc bags, as if you were going to get on an airplane.
You're only allowed to bring in bags that are clear and that are 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. So the argument here from women is, what am I supposed to do with my personables?
Right. That's why they call this a group teen tampon.
Right. And you just want me to have it open? So they got together at the Cleveland Browns parking lot the other day and had a big protest with signs that said things like, 1, 2, 3, 4, tampons do not start a war, and other signs. But it is ridiculous.
Here's one woman who commented, it's like a GD Scooby-Doo episode starring Roger as Shaggy. I don't know enough about Scooby-Doo, but I'm interested in the fact that this is the kind of stuff hugely intimidating for women.
Well, it just goes to show that the guys at the NFL didn't think about the lady fans.
They're guys, and they don't think about women. They're not thinking about it at all. It's a guy's world in the NFL. What are they thinking? Thinking about, but they aren't thinking about women. That's what they aren't thinking about. 21 after.
Yeah. Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer funded division of OTNA.
So let's set this up here. Our video of the day today is from Ray Stevens. This was done a couple of years ago, but his comment on immigration reform still has meaning. Listener Gene sent this along. Nothing's been done anyway. So this thing could have been released yesterday. Ray Stevens. The video, that is the fact that you are watching him as he sings this, has a lot of impact, but the song does as well. Rich, you want to start it over again, or you want to pick it up from where we are?
Hello, this is the IIAP.
Ray Stevens.
The Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OTNUT. For Spanish, press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy and ship you to Mongolia till you're dying in the Sudan. They'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to face should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA.
All right, you get the gist of this.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
No, it is interesting. And, of course, in typical Ray Stevens fashion, he's got the costumes on to go with all of the characters.
Yeah, all the characters. Right there. Check out our video of the day from Ray Stevens about immigration. Also, at DougStephan.com today, a poll about Friday the 13th. You'll notice that we're spending very little time talking about it because I think the focus on it is ridiculous. It's another news media hornswoggling, stupid, banal, ignorant waste of time.
Tell us what you really think.
But how do you feel?
I feel that our poll today does have some merit because, of course, it's at DougStephan.com. Friday the 13th, tell us about your superstitions. A, yes, I'm superstitious about almost everything. B, only about a few things. C, I'm not, but I know somebody who's very superstitious. D, not at all. It's a bunch of nonsense. That's where I am. Nonsense. And that really, literally, nonsense. Okay, so what is there that we have at DougStephan.com that is of value to you? One of the things that we have is Phil Limpert, who is known as the supermarket guru. I always like touting his material because he's always right on. There are so many things that he blogs about every day, and we try to pick on some of them. Right next to the Queen of Cheap Box, where you save lots and lots of money, you'll find Phil. And he's interested in how supermarkets, some of the more progressive supermarkets, keep up with the items. You know that most supermarkets have like 24,000 items in them? How do they keep up with the inventory? Well, there's a special way that they do it. It requires some digital savviness on, and maybe on your part as well. Sometimes you can find bargains, cans of food or specialty items that have the old price on them. You know, they change these prices all the time. Tom Parsons was talking about they change airline fares every 12 hours. They change the supermarket overnight, a lot of prices on a lot of things. So you need to check out the data that's available at DougStephan.com in the Phil Lempert box.
Here's a new word I bet you haven't heard yet.
RUPPIES, which stands for Retired Urban Professionals.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's another one, FANBY. It stands for Find a New Backyard.
The Serial Relocators, people who may try out a number of different things when they decide that they're going to relocate. Perhaps they're going to move to an active adult community, and then perhaps they decide that's not really for them. They're going to try a stint living in Panama.
And then they move again somewhere else. Retirement Specialist Jan Conning collects these acronyms. Here's one from the UK.
SWOFTIES, and that stands for Single Women Over 50.
So here's one that's one of my favorites, and that's splitters, those who split their time among two or more homes.
Kind of a descriptive word for it.
Jan Callanane's new book, endorsed by AARP, is The Single Woman's Guide to Retirement. Parts of it are lighthearted, and it has serious, useful advice for SWOFTIES. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Stephen Dudley, Stephen on the air with Richard McFadden and Kenneth Kessler. As the ladies are gonzo today, I would love to have had them here to discuss Team Tampon, but that's probably not going to go away, so we'll get some of their input. How women have come of age. In a moment, I want to examine that with an example. Somebody just sent me, Michael just emailed me a story that he wanted to, he said this would be useful after listening to you discussing Team Tampon, so get to that. A lot of viral stuff today, including a big splash from Twitter. They announced their IPO. I don't know, Kenny, whether you saw this or not, but it was very short. A very short post. They did it certainly in well less than 140 characters. That's what you have on Twitter, right? 140 characters is all right. You can use to make your point.
Right.
So they're going to have an IPO, what is it valued? Anybody know what Twitter is supposed to be worth on the open market when they do their initial public?
$10 billion.
$10 billion.
So who are the founders of Twitter? And are they the ones that are going to most benefit? As Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, got $19 billion in value out of their IPO. It's an initial public offering, for those of you who don't know it, on the stock market.
Jack Dorsey and Biz Stone.
Really?
Yeah.
God love them. When did they start Twitter? How long have you been?
2006.
In seven...
Yeah.
God love them. Good for them. When is the Ivy League?
It makes me beat my head on the wall when I see stories like that.
Yeah. And it'll go, now the announcement has been made, they are going to have an IPO. It'll bring the value up even more. Sometimes on the day there's an adjustment. That was the case with Facebook. It was supposed to be worth $34.
I just don't know how they're going to make money with it. Yeah, hey, Ken, do you see ads on Twitter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see sponsored posts all the time.
Yeah, I see the sponsored posts.
It's like Amazon didn't make any money for a while, but it was still the darling of the stock market. That's happened a lot in the last, ever since the technology, we have a revolution going on, and people that want to jump in on stuff like this. Sometimes they win, sometimes they don't.
It's so funny how the goal in the tech world now is to be bought by Google or Microsoft.
Yeah, a lot of money. A lot of money. Well, people made a lot of money at it. I remember when I bought
a lot of fake money too.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it all is. Remember, was it Amazon? I forget what it was. I was buying when I had the money to invest in stuff like this.
Oh yes,
remember was it Amazon?
It was Amazon. You laid into Amazon big time, and it just stalled for like 2 years.
And so I sold it, and then it went. I sold it at 340. Yeah. I think bought it at 380. Sold it at 340. It's now 700 and something. So, Mr. Biz was right. Just put the money in, walk away, forget it.
It takes patience.
Yeah.
Which is one thing you do not have.
Well, for things like that sometimes. I have more patience than I used to, Richie. Look at us. We've been together for 17 years. Right? Lance Armstrong.
My end and yours.
Oh, right. Yes, correct. You are so correct, sir. Yeah. Right. Lance Armstrong has tweeted that he's returning his Olympic medal, Kenny. Did you see this? Look at the Twitter.
No, but good.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what a lot of people are going to say. It's about time or something like that.
Hey, Kenny, speaking of Twitter and Lance Armstrong, does anybody know whether his social status took a hit when all of this went down? Whether he just, like...
You mean, did women like him still?
Whether his followers just plummeted due to his unpopularity.
I would bet they did. People are fickle. But do you know anything?
He still has almost 4 million followers. Really? I don't know how many he had before.
Wow. To repeat that story, everybody's heard that until they're nauseated with it. But the new side to it is that he's going to return the Olympic medal. And that was the big question mark. All right, so he's taking care of it.
The brazen picture that he sent out of him laying on the couch next to all of his winning jerseys.
Uh-huh.
That was when I went, wow, this guy's in such denial.
Okay, so Syria, nothing much new there. The Taliban have attacked the U.S. consulate. Two Afghans are dead. Let's see, roadside bombs in Iraq, yada, yada. Syria. It's all about the Middle East. Let's bring it back around to America. Richie has found, speaking of things that go viral, an obituary that many of you, I'm going to guess, maybe even go out on a limb, that nobody has heard or seen this obit yet. If you have, swell. If you haven't, Richie has the copy from an obit that I hope nobody ever writes for me or anybody I care about.
I wouldn't imagine that anybody would write this obit for you, but anybody expecting a sweet remembrance of the life of Marianne Teresa Johnson Reddick was definitely in for a surprise when they read the newspaper this week. It read, on behalf of her children, who she abrasively exposed to her evil and violent life, we celebrate the passing of this earth and hope that she lives in the afterlife, reliving each gesture of violence, cruelty, and shame that she delivered on her children.
Good God.
Could you imagine
kind of a woman
you leaving this earth and having that? I guess she probably could imagine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Some
people don't know it when their parents die of how evil they are. I was in the doctor's office the other day to have my. I have two doctors that give me physicals every year, so I went to this guy, and we were talking about. You know, he knows what I do for a living, and he knows that I tell stories. And that I am interested in, you know, I mean, I can probe to a point, and then the HIPAA laws say you can't, we can't give you any information. So I was talking with him, and somehow or other, the story of something that's been sort of bothering me, and it relates to parents. And so, and I wondered about how it affected my physical well-being. I know it affects my mental state, and so does your mental state. You know, you've heard me say 100 times, and thousands of other people are embracing the theory of mind-body and spiritual connections as to your health and well-being, your mind and body especially. There is much to be said for if your mind is healthy, your body is going to be healthy, and vice versa. So anyway, we were talking about the amount of treachery that is brought, that is wrought on children by their parents. The kinds of things that have been done. He said to me, the human race is a species of scum. This is my doctor, referring to the people and the ailments that they get because their minds have been so screwed up by things their parents did to them. The amount of horrible things that fathers do to their daughters. There was one family of four girls who had been manipulated by their father when they were 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And this one woman, this guy is really, he's a very pleasant guy, and he always tells a joke. He said to me when I first started seeing him, he said, do you like jokes? And I said, yeah, tell me one that I can tell on the air. And so he was telling me, he said, well, you remember when I asked you that 7 or 8 years ago? I said, yeah. He said, well, I asked one woman whether she liked jokes or not. And then I told her jokes. She didn't respond, and she didn't respond. She didn't tell me she liked or didn't like jokes, and she didn't tell me after I was done with the joke that it was funny. She was blank. And when she came to visit him the next time, she said, it's taken me 8 months to get up the courage to tell you this, but I don't like jokes because my father, when he was done molesting me, used to tell me a joke to make it feel, or in his mind, to make things better.
Mm.
Can you imagine?
You think there's more awareness now for children and more protections now? Because it seems like, I know, when I was growing up in the 70s, 60s, I was born in the 60s, that all this stuff was kind of hidden.
It was ignored. Yeah, it was.
And even before that.
But the kind of things where the inhumanity, imagine a father doing that.
I cannot.
To his daughters?
I cannot. These people that wrote this obituary.
Yeah.
Apparently, there were 8 children from this woman, and they were all admitted to the Nevada Children's Home from 1963 to 64 after enduring beatings with metal-tipped belts and other abuses.
Yeah.
And the 2 kids that wrote the obituary said that they haven't seen or heard from their mother in 30 years, and she died at the age of 79 in a home.
Yeah. But in terms of people who, in some way, shape, or form, it affects these sorts of things, as we can imagine, would affect someone for the rest of their lives. Some people block out entire sections of their life because they don't want to deal with it unknowingly, or perhaps maybe thinking that if they dealt with it, it would be worse, but it's not. Anybody who is worth their salt will tell you dealing with this sort of thing brings about a whole new life. And I say it because I've been through it myself in the last 6 or 8 months, and it brings you to a whole new life. It'll bring a whole new reality.
You talk to your sisters about your upbringing of your parents,
but
one of your sisters doesn't want to talk about it.
Nope.
The other one does.
Yep. Yeah,
one of the children of this woman became a, she's now 58 years old, became a psychology consultant in a school district in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother talked about it before they wrote and published this obituary.
Yeah. It's really
you know what?
Astounding.
Yeah, and it's funny because you look at, and that's why I asked you, do you think that there's more awareness and protection for kids now? Because,
well, there's more ability. I don't know if there's more. I think that there is more.
If you saw a kid being beat at the Walmart, you're going to say something nowadays,
right,
to where before,
that
20 happen. Years ago, you
wouldn't. But a lot of these things were done in the privacy of one's home, so who's going to know about
it? Right. But at the same time, you can get thrown to jail for spanking your own kid for lying to you or trying to set the dog on fire or whatever it is. So, I mean, there's this, we've gone too far in many ways, but, there's a lot of things that are very much better today.
Food for thought from Good Day. In a moment, sort of an update. As I said, somebody named Michael sent me an email with some information on sort of tagging it onto the Team Tampon information about what's going on at the NFL stadiums, how women have come of age. This sort of turns around what we were just talking about to a point. And that story coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
New research from Fidelity Investments finds that while more families than ever have started saving for college, parents are still on track to reach just one-third of their college savings goals. September is College Savings Month, a good reminder for families to review college priorities and create a regular savings plan to better prepare for future college expenses. Keith Bernhardt is Vice President of College Planning at Fidelity.
Starting to save early is a top piece of advice parents give when planning for college, and getting started is the first step. Mapping out a savings strategy early and setting up a dedicated tax advantage account like a 529 savings plan can help parents establish regular savings habits. Taking steps today to plan ahead and improve college savings may help alleviate taking on significant student loan debt in the future.
To learn more, visit fidelity.com/college or call 1-800-544-1914. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Please carefully consider the plan's investment options, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. Brokerage services provided by Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC. I'm John Pridden.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
All right. How on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Doug and Richie and Kenny, how women have come of age. The discussion of what women do with their private material as a result of the NFL ruling brought this fellow around to send me some customs that are not so ancient. Do you do, for example, 1,000 years of English tradition? An Englishman who was tired of his wife could slip a halter on her, lead her to market, and sell her to the highest bidder. This didn't get outlawed in England until 1887.
Wow.
All right? The informal route to divorce. And there's another reference to wife sales in Britain that date back to the era of around the Norman invasion, 1073. And there are pictures depicting the practice in several different books. In the Old Testament, the law allowed for divorce. Men could divorce women. The Israelites, the men, the husbands, could divorce their wives, but the wives could not divorce the husbands. If the wife wanted a divorce, she was killed.
Wow.
For example...
I'm pretty sure there weren't too many applications for a divorce from them then.
No, there weren't. Uh-uh. The man would, if the woman asked for a divorcement, I'm looking at the reading here, he would hand it off to her lawyer, I'm sorry, to his lawyer. The lawyer would say, well, they wouldn't even bring it to court. She'd be pronounced an unfaithful wife because it was considered faithful if you stayed with your husband, and you were unfaithful, you don't want to stay with your husband, so you were immediately killed. The Bible, leaving nothing to chance, provides soldiers with a lesson on the fine art of taking enemy women after the enemy has been vanquished. You throw her to the ground and take her. is apparently what it says in the Bible. I never saw this in the Bible, but this is what this fellow sent me in the history. This is from a book, I Don't, A Contrarian History of Marriage by Susan Squire, Divorce Customs, Ancient and Not So Ancient. So you could take and enslave a woman in an enemy land, and if she did not please you, then you dispatched her the way you dispatched her husband in battle. Can you imagine?
Mm.
And this sort of thing, and this is not this long. I mean, the history of the
you
earth.
You were quoting, saying the human race is scum?
That was what my doctor said, yeah.
There's certainly some evidence.
There are some, yeah, exactly, yeah.
As a whole, no, but
yeah, well, there's too much of it. There's too much of that kind of stuff that we were talking about. Too much of especially fathers taking advantage of the daughter. That gives me the chills thinking about it. 51 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This sort of falls in with what we were talking about. Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow singing a song from the movie called Cruisin'. The movie was Duets, wasn't it? The song is Cruisin'. I pushed everything out of my mind. I find this song so disgusting. Huey Lewis is the father in the movie. Gwyneth Paltrow is the daughter, and they're singing a song as if they were lovers. It is disgusting. So anyway, get rid of it, Richie, will you please? This was a big movie at the box office.
If you can take that out, it's actually a good song, and they sound good.
Right. Yeah, the song's a good song, but the idea of a father and daughter singing this song together is just plain disgusting. All right, so big movie at the box office this week in 2000. Let's move to the positive side.
It's not what your daughter and you danced to at her wedding.
No, actually, I actually should find this for my daughter. Loudon Wainwright
Oh, yeah.
The song's called Daughter.
Yeah.
What a great song. Anyway, the movie quiz we have coming up. Chuck has got the box office intros, that is, movies that are coming out this week that you may want to see. We'll have that story. But first, let's get to the audio from the movie that was in question today. Yesterday, we stumped him, Kenny. Let's see if we can. I don't like stumping you. It's no fun to have no answers or no right answers. So let's get our thinking caps on, see if you can identify from the three audio clips from this movie. It was number one during this week wait a minute. Oh, I got it. Cruisin' was number two during this week in 2000. The movie we're about to focus on was number one during this week in 2000. All right, so that's how we differentiate. Here's the first audio clue from that movie.
I am a golden guy!
1992, you said.
No, I said 2000.
Oh, 2000.
888-302-3684. Does that help you, Chucker, or not?
I don't know yet. No,
all right, let's go. Next clue, Richie.
He's going to be a true journalist. No, a rock journalist. You first never get paid much, but you will get free records from the record company.
I got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Chucker, you got it now? No, you didn't get it yet.
Yeah.
All right, last clue.
Or at least I think I have it.
Here's the last. You were wrong.
He looks harmless, but he does represent the magazine that trashed Layla, broke up Cream, ripped every album Led Zeppelin ever made. Don't forget the rules, man. This little is the enemy. He writes what he sees. Although it would be cool to be on the cover.
888.
Good movie.
Is it?
Very
you got
good
it, Chucker? I don't think Chucker's got it.
Star, K-H.
K-H. I don't know. Kenny, is it KH? The star? No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
So.
888-302-3684. You're not talking about Katherine Heigl, who is supportedly...
Wasn't Jennifer Aniston in this movie?
No.
No. No.
Who played the... Okay. Well, never mind. Let's get to it in a matter of moments. Speaking of Katherine Heigl, she's reported in the Hollywood Reporter this week to be the most difficult woman to deal with in Hollywood. Did you see that, Chucker?
Yeah, I did. That's a pretty scathing article in one of the major trades. She's had bad publicity since she left Grey's Anatomy. The thing is, she had a couple big box office hits. One was Knocked Up, but she went on to knock the film, and then she didn't want to be...
I mean, who is she? She's not a big deal.
She's the Emmy for Grey's Anatomy because she knocked the writing. So, I mean, she's had a bad reputation, but here's the problem. Her movies are not making money at the box office anymore, so she could be in trouble career-wise. It's a bad potent combination.
Never take a shot at your own work.
Yeah, but it's not like nobody doesn't already know this. I mean, everybody knows in Hollywood it's a small town. They all know she's difficult to deal with.
Yeah. So, but she's not that good. If you're really good, then they put up with it. If you're not really good, then they cast you aside.
It all comes down to the box office money. I actually think she does have talent. She is appealing. Yeah. But she's got a horrible stage mother too, the audible rights, which is also not good for her.
All right, what do we have coming out this weekend?
Two movies hit theaters, The Family, a dark comedy starring Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer, tracking around the $10 million opening range, which is really not that good. De Niro, one of the great actors, does way too many movies. Really not a big box office draw unless you put him in the right project. I got a chance to see the trailer to his movie Grudge Match with him and Sylvester Stallone, which comes out on Christmas Day. That one looks pretty funny. They play two aging boxers who go... for a rematch third time around.
Yeah.
And Insidious 2, a new horror film, opens today. That one's tracking too close to a $30 million opening. So,
That's what we need is more horror films. All right, let's get to the bottom line, the answer. What is the name of the movie? I think Steve was the first caller, Richie, from Jonesboro, Arkansas. Steve, what's the name of that movie?
Almost Famous.
Listen to the conviction, Richie, in his voice. He's got it. Almost Famous, number one movie during this week in 2000. You get the prize, sir. Thank you, Steve. Hold on just a second. Michael will take care of you. Chuck Curry will be on the Monday Good Day program with the results of the weekend box office totals. This is the Good Day Show at 59 past.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Comfort Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.